Before I talk about St. Damien the Leper, I'd like to introduce my good friend, Father Joe DeLuca, a Philadelphia boy. He and I were been good friends now for over 30 years. He grew up in the Philadelphia area, used to visit my mom and dad's store, the Catholic Shop, up in Norristown. Very good friends with my mom and dad. And the first time I met Father DeLuca, I was on the street corner in Norristown doing evangelization. We had this Catholic literature rack on wheels that we would take out in front of the bus station and train station and give out rosaries and miraculous medals and holy cards. And he came up pretending to be a Jehovah's Witness. And he claimed that the Catholics were worshiping Mary and that we were worshiping statues. But then I noticed I could see his brown scapular. And then I realized this is my mom and dad's friend, Father DeLuca. So Father is a missionary of the Blessed Sacrament, went to Holy Apostles Seminary up in Cromwell, Connecticut. He set up hundreds of chapels of perpetual adoration all over the country. Most of the chapels set up in America in the last 30 years were set up by either Father or his order, the missionaries of the Blessed Sacrament. My chapel at Our Lady of Angels, back in 1997, we started that chapel in Woodbridge. Holy Trinity's chapel, about 4 years ago, was set up by Father DeLuca. So Father is on his way, passing through, in between missions and talks and setting up chapels around the country. Came by to spend a week with us just to visit and get to meet the beautiful people of Leesburg. So welcome, Father. It's great to have you here this week. Let me talk about the great Father Damien, called St. Damien, known as Damien the Leper. You know, he was beatified by John Paul II in 1995 and canonized just a couple years ago in 2009 by Pope Benedict XVI. Now, Father Damien was from Belgium, and he was the son of Flemish grain merchants. He had a large family. Three of his eight brothers and sisters became religious priests or sisters, and they were hoping that their son, who would be eventually take the name Damien when he joined the order, would take over the family business, but he too felt called to the priesthood. And so he followed his brother into the Congregation of the Sacred Heart. And there, he at first thought he was only allowed to become a brother, but because he studied Latin and Greek and philosophy, he was able to convince his superiors that he should be ordained to the priesthood. So he was sent in 1863 to the Hawaiian Islands. They were not yet part of the United States. They were a kingdom, and they were areas that needed desperately to have missionaries go there. And so he went there and then finished his studies, was ordained a priest in Hawaii, and he continued to work in Hawaii for a number of years. In the 1860s, though, leprosy, combined with a very aggressive smallpox, swept through the Hawaiian Islands. And those who contracted this disease of leprosy were all quarantined on the small island of Molokai. I'm sure all of you are familiar with what happened in those days. And leprosy, of course, was so difficult for a person physically because it would disfigure them so much, and it was thought to be contagious, and it was if you spent between 3 and 30 years in the close contact of lepers, it could be contagious. But it was also so damaging to a person spiritually, emotionally, and socially. They were considered outcasts. They were exiled, considered untouchable. They, again, were all rounded up. The police rounded up anyone with leprosy and dropped them off on that island. There were no police officers, and so it was chaos. No nurses or doctors, no priests, and they were isolated to live in this leper colony. So physically, they were given, you know, the government would drop off food and water and clothing, but certainly that was not enough. So they were suffering emotionally, having lost their families. They were suffering socially because they could no longer have contact with anyone else that was not a leper. And they were suffering spiritually because they would not have the sacraments of confession or Holy Communion. And so they pleaded with the bishop to please send them a priest. And so Father Damien was the first one to volunteer. And he would spend the next 16 years of his life ministering in such a powerful and loving way to these poorest of the poor, to the outcast, and to those who needed God's love the most. And he himself would eventually contract leprosy himself. But he was able to build chapels, he was able to hear their confessions, say Mass for them, and be one of them over these last 16 years of his life. In fact, it was very difficult for him because once he contracted leprosy, he himself could not see a priest. And so the only way he could go to confession was when a missionary boat went by. The missionary boat would stay maybe 50 or 100 yards offshore, and he would have to shout out his sins for all to hear. But he did it anyway in order to receive absolution from the priest. That's how much he desired to go to confession, how easy it is for us to go to confession, how difficult it was for Father Damien to be able to go to confession. Well, he lived a very saintly and holy life. He died in the year 1889. And one of my favorite books is this book by Tan Publications, Modern Saints. There's a couple volumes, but it goes through all the saints in the last couple hundred years. So you can see what Father Damien looked like as a young priest from Belgium, and then what he looked like 2 years before his death, covered in leprosy. So Jesus says there's no greater life than to lay down, no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. And that's what Father Damien did. He physically laid down his life for his friends, these lepers. And it says he woke up one day and he says, I have become one of you. And so we pray today, Saint Damien, pray for us.